private property. Property which is documented as owned by non-government entities. The Founding Fathers upheld the economic view of property. They believed that private property ownership is defined under common law pre-existing government. The state and federal governments were the mere contractual agents of the people, not sovereign lords over them. All rights not specifically delegated to the government remained with the people, including the common law provision of private property. Consequently, the constitutional rights regarding free speech, freedom of religion, the right of assembly, and private property rights are all claims that individuals may hold and exercise against the government itself. In brief, private property refers to the rights of owners to use their possessions, which are enforceable against all non-owners, even the government. The concept of private property is commensurate with the inalienable rights that are referenced in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. The spirit of Antichrist, which is the foundation for socialism, which is nothing more than Baal worship, denies private property rights. The socialist believes that all property is owned by the government, which means it is equally accessible by all citizens. This means they do not respect the concept of trespassing. This means that they consider you in the wrong if you try to protect your property rights because you do not really own your property. This explains why socialist mayors and governors are forcing the police to stand down instead of protecting private and public property. In their minds, it all belongs to all the people, so there's no justification for stopping any people from using or abusing as they wish whatever property they choose. This is the warped, satanic, socialist darkness, spiritual wickedness that is seated in high places. This is why they are for globalism. This is why they do not consider illegals illegal. This is why they are against America. It presumes to own land and resources. It presumes to control access to that land and its resources. It represents only a group of people, not all the people of the world. Satan has convinced these people of their moral high ground. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. 1 Corinthians 10:26. This defines ownership, true ownership. As socialism concepts have been seated in the minds of the youth, they have come to think this way. I am entitled to a fair share of everything. My value is in existence, not in productivity. Private property is evil. Property owners are therefore evil. The concept of greedy corporations came along first. No one really pushed back on that concept because corporations are not human. But corporations are owned by people. So they were indirectly striking out at the people who owned the corporations. This included the major stockholders, the wealthy ones, but it also included the little 401k stock or mutual fund owners. Now the hatred, resentment, and covetousness has extended to reach the small businessman and homeowner. Unless we recognize the enemy, he will destroy us. Unfortunately, the generation of American youth has been poisoned. Will we allow them to destroy what we, our fathers, and their fathers before them built? Will we allow them to destroy America? Or will we destroy them? If you think this is other than a life and death struggle, you have your head in the sand. Defund the police, BLM, racism, political correctness, entitlement, etc., are the wrecking balls that are being used to complete the destruction. To destroy the enemy, you must be willing to confront the enemy, to back the enemy down, to issue an ultimatum to the enemy, and to destroy those who refuse the ultimatum. Do you have it in you? Does America have it in her? If not, we're doomed.